and explain a situation for an individual, the therapeutic pathways are helped to clear, to face this matter head on, to deal with the growth and understanding of people. The development that transpires from this is that the individual has faced the dragon, has learned to deal with it, and in return for this suffering, has passed on information that is valuable to other people to help with their spiritual development and growth. But it is necessary in a situation to think first before using the emotions in these matters. Development of a higher consciousness can come from this. It is necessary to be from the heart, but controlled emotionally. Question.
In the long run, after it's been tightened and made workable, will this be then a very good passing on of information?
I believe so. It has been edited and tightened. So therefore, it is very useful in passing on information. It is the therapeutic part that interests me. It is a memory of long ago that needs understanding, that the individual who shields himself is bearing in his heart. Why would an individual do that? It is not a look at me. It is more of let me try to help.
And I'm sure he is speaking to others who are in similar situations and who will reflect on that, and if not now, later.
I'm not aware of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is very little that I can say and add to this. It seems that Corton has handled the situation with full linguistic capability and understanding.
It's quite concise, yes.
Frank.
Thank you.
And long-winded tea. Now both parties have left. I've put on the next person.
Okay.
Hello. That was a good idea.
Yes, yeah, I'm not so too.
It was bad time.
Yeah, maybe later.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know,
I'm always saying that there is very little chance, as it is one of the policies and procedures. It would have to go before the council. And as it would be low on the priority list, it may get discussed next year or the year after, the possibility of discussing it.
Right.
And by the time they get around to it, maybe 30, 40, 50 years into the future. If we're lucky. Moore says it would be close to 100 before they actually got around to discussing it.
Well, no problem.
Yeah. Which is no biggie for me. I'll only be 184.
What a lovely 184.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm the primary parent.
Mm-hmm. That's how it seems.
Uncle Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm. Thank you for your help on that editing today.
Oh, you're welcome. It seems like we both got a pack on the back for that, actually.
Apparently so, yes. Mm-hmm. It certainly seemed like it to me. But, you know, we did earn that one. That was a...
Well, but when we were reading from it, the impression I got was that he was really suffering.
Yeah, well, I got that too.
I mean, he was in a state of high anxiety.
But it was disjointed. It didn't make for good reading.
No, and I think Amol was quite correct. Colton was quite correct in saying that, yeah, the information he was trying to get across is important. Being in a state of high emotional turbulence, as Colton would put it, caused the disjointedness.
So there are some good sides to be gotten from writing from emotional state, if you can control it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But,
for example, when you and I do an editorial,
mm-hmm.
okay, we get into a joint emotional, I don't even, ecstasy?
Yes and no. With what was written, this was pure uncontrolled emotions.
Right.
Ours are controlled.
Yes, yeah, very much so, but they're very uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Whereas the author was going through an emotional crisis that he couldn't control. And it served a very useful purpose of being able to focus his thoughts into writing something that would help him benefit. Instead of being in a state of high anxiety with it being bottled up inside him.
Well, as Corton said, it's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't dry either.
Okay, so I'll put that on the web tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If how to coerce, we'll have to wait on.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Let's see.
I've got a question that confused me.
Yeah, sure.
Mark asked you earlier on about where you're doing rushes. What is rushes?
Same thing as the dailies.
Oh.
I
knew what dailies were. You explained that.
Right. Rushes are more or less used in television.
Ah.
Whereas the film companies use dailies. Because they're using what is done on a daily basis. Whereas the television people are doing rushes, which means they're working straight off the video cameras that they're filming with.
Oh,
and they're just doing it right out of the control booth.
Yeah, because the thing that I got was that it was the same thing, just different phrasing. Now I understand. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem. No problem. Different entertainment industries. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to put the news as the change from, let's see, May 6th, the change downgrade from DEF CON 3.
Mm-hmm. Downgrade to DEFCON 3.
To DEFCON 3. We've got Amol's points of view. We have your thing on the Zetas and the other part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the webpage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see.
Oh, I remember we were talking about how to shield.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Okay, that will work.
Okay, when do you want to do that? How do you want to do it?
Okay, I think we'll let...
Hey, Kieran can do that tonight.
Amol says he will handle that one.
Next week.
Next week, because it has to go through him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he says he doesn't trust Kiri's manipulation to get it clear.
Okay, well... How about I put a coming soon?
Oh, yes. Coming to a web page near you.
Yes. How to shield.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something that, you can't use it for negative purposes.
No, you can't use it for negative. And but actually, you can.
You can, but it's more helpful than it is hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to use it for a negative purpose, you're still, it's still helpful for the large majority. Why? It's because so many people are affected by people who are sucking energy from.
Mm-hmm. And to use it in a negative capacity would take rewriting the program.
And also, you use a negative pattern, you're going to dig more energy up to put it in a negative format
mm-hmm.
than you would in a positive format. Mm-hmm. Whereas positive
actually,
format...
A negative format takes less energy because you're using somebody else's energy.
Yeah.
Well, when you're using it as an immobilizer.
Oh, well, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, hell no.
We can figure that out. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
We can build, I'm sure Obama will write something in it. But let's just look at it from the positive point of view that we all worked on from the very get-go.
Correct.
You know, and yeah, hey, you know, stack shielding. Mm-hmm. I want to go into the, you know, mega shields.
Oh, hell no.
Just basic shield mm-hmm. techniques of how to shield for beginners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shielding for beginners.
Shielding for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll come up for next week.
Uh-huh. Good one. It is a good one. We're a great team.
Yes, we are, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. What else? We got editorial news, those articles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I need you to help me, please, with the redoing of the logo, the heading of Hayden's Base News.
I was thinking something more along the lines of... doing it in that's a nice idea.
What, Gothic?
Gothic was my first idea, but Kim just came up with an idea.
What's that?
You do it in what she says it's called case.
Case.
Mm-hmm.
You mean block letters?
Yeah. But almost three-dimensional.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right. So it's almost shadowed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweetheart, what do you got for me?
Not that much, actually, because we discussed most of it earlier on, and it's not relevant to channeling sessions.
Yes, we do a lot of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that reminds me. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're the first here.
Okay, that reminds me. The other day when working on the, when I'm doing the park,
mm-hmm.
and I'm working with you on various aspects of channeling sessions and other things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know it does distract, doesn't it?
Well, I liked it. That was probably the best part of the whole day.
Yeah, it passes time for you.
Right. But, what? Am I interrupting you or anything when I'm doing that?
No, no. I'm just a lowly healer that has some free time.
Okay.
If I'm busy, you know I'm busy.
That's obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, how's that guy doing in the wardroom?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay, how about the other guy that I was talking to the other day?
Oh, yeah, he's up and about.
Is he now?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
He's got to go back in for some very complicated gene therapy and some reconstruction in a lower part of the limb.
Yeah, it's funny. I told him, hey, sorry, I passed that on you a couple times when I was talking mm-hmm. to you when you first came. He goes, well, that's why I was so drugged up. I don't know what you said anyway.
mm-hmm. And also they're going to be doing, you know, that area that I was pointing out to you?
Behind the curtains?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be doing a lot of work there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also, getting back to the guy that was drugged up. We're going to have to do some reconstructive surgery on him in a serious level.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, his chances of survival are 90%. The other one is, I mean, the separation is getting worse and worse.
He's going to be living in a regen tank for a while, the other guy?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. But he's going to probably need somebody to chat to and to shout at because the pain's going to be excruciating. And we can't deduct the pain because of the healing process would be slowed. However, there is one thing that you can do in the astral form. It's going to be depressing.
Mm.
But we're going to... No, I can't ask you to do that. I'm going to tell you what I would like, but it's up to you.
Okay.
I can't ask you. I can't... Well, I can ask you, but I really got to say it is your own choice.
Of course.
Okay. The guy in the cryo unit, we're going to take him out of the cryo unit and we're going to let him go. We want you to help him do the crossover. Tell him that he's got to pass on.
Okay.
Explain the situation to him. That is only if you want to. We do have somebody that is more qualified to do that.
No, I've only done it once.
It's up to you. Amal says it's best not to discuss it now. Something for you to think upon, and it is really, really up to you.
We got some time anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. We're not going to take him out of the cryo tank just yet because we want to get some gene material.
Okay.
He is not an only child, but he has no children. So we need to salvage material for the genes. I mean, we can keep him like he is indefinitely, but that would not serve the purpose.
No. It would slow down his process.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah. David's telekinesis.
Mm-hmm.
Come along quite nicely.
Mm-hmm.
We got that from the dad.
Mm-hmm.
The grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Yes, obviously. Your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Michael's slower?
Michael seems to be a little bit slower on some things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he is.
Who came out first?
Michael did. Yeah, but look at Alex, for example.
Right.
I mean, how often will he sit down and be outgoing?
Very rarely.
Mm-hmm. And then look at his mother.
Yeah.
And look at his father. He's quite outgoing sometimes. It's very rare for Alex to be outgoing. I've watched Alex grow up. Yeah. Being my first, what would he be, nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to watch it.
And fun to watch just the whole process of this growth,
mm-hmm.
how it's coming along.
Okay. Russ, I must stress that it is your own free will in this matter. I do not say that you should or you shouldn't. It's something that you have to decide for yourself. Kara, putting you on the spot like that is something I do not agree with. I feel that you could learn from it, but also you could learn from not doing it.
Right.
You will not be put in that position again.
Oh, please, though. Don't understand. I don't mind at all.
No, it is something that Kara should not have done. It is putting you on the spot to make a decision on something that you do not need to learn.
Well, for example, it could be that I may have some past life, you know, with this gentleman.
That is unimportant.
Well, still, it's something that were I to decide to do it, you know, it would be because I felt compelled to do so.
Correct.
And unless that compulsion comes, no, I won't be doing it.
That is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to concur with my mom in that, actually.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Me too.
Slap on her wrist.
No, nonsense being hard with her. She's understanding that, you know, something has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few people who can do that.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at all the options, I think.
Mm-hmm. And she knows I've done it already,
mm-hmm.
which is where she's facing that from.
Yeah.
I have experience in that field.
Mm-hmm. You don't have, in my opinion, Okay, let's get ready.
That's enough of that.
No, that didn't come from Kara.
No, more. Mm-hmm.
You said drop it.
All right.
Okay. Don't you love it when she does that?
Indeed, darling. How are you today, Kerry?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm real fine.
Well, we're going to see if we can use your course of parts yet.
Uh-huh. You'll get on there.
Well, it's going to probably take some heavy editing.
Mm-hmm. I understand with everything that comes by.
Yeah, because this is all prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't have everything, you know, say everything that could have been said to, you know, keep that from being...
Yeah. I mean, correction is one of those fields that can easily be switched over to a negative.
Right, code. Whereas shielding isn't. Coercion is like, that's the only reason I even bothered to start typing today, was the fact that you started going out of coercion. I was like, put the big brakes on, listen to it for a long time, going, well, yeah, you're putting in a lot of safeguards here, but it doesn't really matter. It's still coercion. You know, it's just one of those things that people want to use negatively, they will.
Those feelings are getting really, really anxious at taking their balls, aren't they?
They're fighting against it.
Mm. Okay, anyway. Yes. I mean, I tried to put in as many safeguards as possible. But it is real hard work and something like that that could so easily be used in a negative pattern.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the web page actually is one of the best forms for that.
No.
Because you have no control over it, whereas in personal teaching sessions, you have much more control of who you teach it to and how you teach it to them.
Correct. But coercion is something that will show somebody's true self in their actions.
So you do feel there is a place on the web for it?
Yes, there is. But it's one of those things that, yeah, on a karmic level, if you teach somebody how to use it, they will show them their true selves and how they use it.
Well, the thing I'm worried about is the fact that we're going to have to sanitize it so much
that it's going to
be any use for it whatsoever.
We'll see. We'll see what's left. I know it's something that is tricky and all that hard work out the window.
It's a long one. That's why it's my typing is going to be dealing with this one.
Yeah. But then again, it may be handy to put it on file for a later time.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And nothing else, you know, at least I can print it up and use it for someone in a personal teaching atmosphere.
Correct. Right.
So there is that to be looked at in the benefit side. Which I do want to do now is get Project Gemini going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as necessary as it was, obviously.
Nah, obviously not.
But I could certainly use any benefit to come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, we'll work on that. And I think, as was stated last week, Tia is the person to consult with.
Okay.
Due to the fact that she's very, very perceptive. Very perceptive. I mean, she seems sometimes to read people like a book.
Okay.
In fact, we had a little minor disagreement over something, but that's between Tia and myself.
I know about it.
What did you hear about?
That you and Tia and Mark were all discussing his health. And you felt that he shouldn't have overdone it in the fencing.
No, nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Oh. That's what you're talking about.
No. We had another discussion this morning about something else.
Oh, okay.
And that was unimportant, doesn't need to be discussed.
Ah.
But that was an interesting discussion. Tia thought incorrectly that Mark was overdoing it. I thought that it was good for him. Mark concurred with me. It was a discussion that was very necessary to have, so that Tia could voice her opinions instead of keeping them to herself, as she does sometimes.
Well, she already chastised herself about that tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the crucifixion.
Yes, right.
Walking around like this. She's making comments about what a way to spend Easter. And if she drops that cross one more time, she's out of the procession. God, Tia and her poor jokes.
Oh, which reminds me. A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Oh, okay. Okay. I see. Okay. Let's get sensible here for the moment, because we're wasting time that could be better discussed on other matters.
Alrighty.
Okay, let us look at the development of computer technology, as I have a little bit of an interest in that. Okay. Let's not discuss computer technology.
Well, good, because I was about to write it down here and I have to crop it out at least.
Do you know what happened there?
Yeah, so I'm all just went over in.
Right. Because he knows that I would probably say something that would open up a whole can of worms, and your computer technology would jump for 20 years and 30 seconds.
Yeah, and we get our whole project shut down.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. Let's try something a little more sanitized.
Okay, sanitary napkins.
Energy napkins?
Sanitary napkins.
Oh.
Sorry, it's my deck.
I know.
Okay, let me see. Let us talk about... No, let's not talk about that.
I need to go back to the frivolous chit-chat here.
Let us discuss metal... No, let's not discuss metal energy.
Want to hear another joke?
No core reactors. No engine reactors. Oh, well, there goes my whole entire list of discussions.
How about safety pins?
While I can't say anything... Oh, God, yes, I could. You're quite correct there. Amal says that I could probably give away a formula for a better safety pin made out of a more springy metal, which would involve metal energy. Han Chiao Nya, Hona. I feel better after that.
Okay.
Didn't sound right coming through Mark's voice there.
It sounded fine. Wood. Can't you work with wood? Wood is nice.
Oh, talking of wood.
Yeah, you gotta have something here about wood.
Actually, I do have something that you can do for me.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen a pole lathe?
Oh, what?
A pole lathe.
Yeah, sure. It makes baseball bats and table legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Have you ever seen one working?
Sure, yeah. It spins it around very fast.
Mm-hmm. How does he do it?
Well, you got... a motor on one side and a dial on the other.
A pole lathe.
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't think it's the lathe where you put a piece of wood in there.
Now, a pole lathe was mentioned tonight at your meeting.
The spring-driven pole lathe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's actually driven by a branch.
Yeah, a sapling or something.
Mm-hmm. Go and look at it. May come in handy, you know.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interrogate the guy. Take your portable hand cassette.
Well, I know what you talk about.
Uh-huh.
You talk about costumes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you said Mark says you were talking all about costumes. Mm-hmm. What about some costumes here? That's permitted.
Okay.
Don't we have any secrets you can lay out of this one?
Could probably.
Mm-hmm. We'll hold off on those.
Okay, I can't mention materials to you. I can mention materials as long as they are certain F materials.
Sure, polyester, cotton. We don't use those for the Renaissance period anyway.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So go with muslin and...
Linen.
Sure.
And wool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wool underwear. Okay. Now, I was thinking of, could Ona, is that her name?
Right.
Make a very, very special dress for someone.
She can make anything you want her to.
How about a hoop dress?
A hoop dress?
Mm-hmm.
The Renaissance period?
Kind of.
We have hoop dresses in the Renaissance period.
No, I know, but it's for a gift for somebody from us, if it could be done. Made out of something like a shiny material. I'm not quite sure what you would call it.
Silk, satin?
Satin.
Satin?
Mm-hmm.
You could do it. It'd cost an arm and a leg, or in your case, many cases of wine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the idea is to help somebody with a past life. Well, two somebody's actually.
Wounded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see the dress? Mm-hmm. Nice puffy sleeves, nice hoop skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Done in a...
Wouldn't you have shown her a picture or something? Just giving it to her mentally.
Giving it to her mentally.
Mm-hmm. Green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Best way to do it.
According to her.
Mm-hmm. It's quicker and easier than me punching it up and quickly scribbling it on the keyboard. And the thing is that she would have to do it from somehow getting measurements without Mona being aware of it.
Yeah, it could be done.
Mm-hmm. Be a nice gift, though.
Be a great gift.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there is no channeling session next week.
Yeah, you've got that.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And the tape's getting close to landing.
Okay, we've got a lot of stuff on this.
Yeah, got another 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Which is just as well. I don't think we're going to get Tia back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Guess you just walked in the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Leah's got... Huh? She hasn't even looked out this way yet. Yeah, they're busy talking on something at the moment. They're standing in
the
control
room. Idol worship of Carrie.
Oh, she still worships me.
You still on a pedestal somewhere on there?
Oh, I'm still very much on a pedestal.
Okay.
And very funny, actually, today. And I'm standing, reaching up on tiptoes, reaching with a laser screwdriver, right? Mm-hmm. And I just finished. I'm still up there on tiptoes, and all of a sudden there's... right between my legs. Kissed all over. Very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. And she's still known, well, they started calling her the Ice Princess.
Please stop.
No, they started really calling her the Ice Princess. And she's actually loving it on the quiet. She was sunning herself at lunchtime down by the swimming pool. And she was there in just her panties. She's taking her top off and everything. And she's working on her tan. Right. And she said that she got hit on about 6 times.
Wow.
And that it's very good for her self-esteem.
I'll bet.
But she's developing the ability to eavesdrop on the intimate mode a little bit. Right. And the bet is that the guy that sleeps with her, or the girl, yeah, everybody... they've got a pool going. And they are, I think it's up to something like 200 cases of wine at the moment.
Whoever gets to sleep with her?
Mm-hmm.
GG1. Just say, oh, I slept with her till last night. 200 cases of wine. GG.
No, they got to be in the pool.
Oh, well, so mm-hmm. I'm sure Tia and Leah wouldn't mind dropping in the pool one time.
And Leah's not allowed in the pool. She's not even supposed to be aware of it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they've got this pool going, right? And the thing is that she says that all the guys that hit on her did absolutely nothing for her. She said there's only one girl that did a little bit for her. And she was on the...